This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. BOGO is back for 1 week only. Buy one and get one of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm free. Order at EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie BOGO.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
With COVID, I mean, the things that we thought we knew in the beginning turned out as the months went by to not be the case. That was interpreted by many as flip-flopping.
You make like a bird, you flip-flop, flippin-flopping, flip.
Or not really knowing what's going on.
Well, bear in mind, I am in the smaller office.
I'm beginning to wonder if you understand anything.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Well, unless Dr. Fauci decides to seek asylum in some foreign country whose Powerball jackpot is 287 chickens and a goat.
You mean a goat?
The Axios One Big Thing is Biden's winning streak.
President Biden has been racking up wins.
I don't think so.
Gas prices, grocery prices, the out-of-control inflation that this administration caused.
We're winning too much. We can't stand it anymore.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. It's primary day in New York and the Sunshine State of Florida. I just saw some video of Jerry Nadler, the Penguin. He's running for his 15th, 16th term against a fellow incumbent, Carolyn Maloney. He's Mr. 5x5, 74 years old, and Carolyn Maloney called him half dead the other day and senile. Very angry about that. He's wearing suspenders in this video.
I've impeached Bush twice.
Why would she say he was senile and half dead? He just confused these impeachments that he was involved in. He didn't say I impeached Johnson or I impeached Clinton. He said I impeached Bush. Got confused, that's all. But anyway, he's wearing suspenders. Why does a guy wear suspenders, Taylor?
Because he can't find a belt long enough to cover his girth?
Exactly. Maybe women don't know that. Maybe some guys don't know anybody who's as fat as Jerry Nadler.
I'd say about 2%. It's a snazzy fashion choice. But the 98% of the time, it's because you're sick of buying new belts.
And I'm going to say the Penguin, he's part of the 98%. Not the 2%, but check it out.
I think that's his BMI, coincidentally, 98.
But he's the favorite. He's apparently the favorite. He's been endorsed by the New York Times. He's got other factors in his favor in the Manhattan district. Anyway, and in Florida, it's a question of who's going to get run against DeSantis to get creamed, whether it's going to be the agriculture commissioner, Nikki Fried, or the former governor, now congressman, Charlie Crist. Doesn't really matter, but that's the primary update. 844-500-4242. What I want to start out talking about today is this is something it's been long in coming, but it's really irritating nonetheless. The White House plans to make its long-awaited announcement on student debt relief Wednesday. Student debt relief, it's you might consider it a tax increase on those of us who don't have student debt, which is not over 90% of the population.
Yeah, isn't this breaking a campaign promise of not raising taxes on anyone making less than $400,000 a year?
Well, that was never that serious, was it? I mean, it's the whole thing. All of this stuff is a joke, and the IRS is with the 87,000 new agents is not going to audit anyone making less than $400,000. It's all nonsense. We knew it wasn't true, but so in other words, people who signed legally binding contracts to repay their student loan debt are going to get to walk away from it. Now, I don't think this is going to be all of them. They're slow walking this thing. Out in dribs and drabs. If you went to for-profit institutions, if you worked in a public service, And I do put the air quotes around that because it's all jive. You know, if you worked as an advocate or, you know, for some illegal alien welfare group, that's called public service. So you get to write off your debt. So they're going to write it off again. And again, remember, this is the administration that said that there is no recession. There is no inflation. But tomorrow, Brandon is going to go out. He's going to take a break from his long vacation, come back to the White House to make this momentous announcement, and then he'll return to Delaware. He's going to say that we have to do this because people are suffering.
Struggling.
They are struggling because of the terrible economy and the terrible inflation, which he just, again, which he just told us there is no recession and there is no inflation. So we're America's back on its feet, except for these people who majored in queer studies and transgender windmills. They've got to be taken care of. The substance of the announcement is not yet quite clear and is being closely guarded by the White House, which did not immediately respond to a request for comment. This is Bloomberg. But I think we know that he can't write off the whole thing before the midterms. This is just to keep the base happy and to say, listen, you deadbeat gold bricks, get off of mom's couch, put down the bong, put on your Birkenstocks and go out and vote for Democrats, and maybe we'll cancel the rest of this debt. And that'll give you more money for your tattoos and your legal weed and your 40-ouncers and all the rest of those great things that you need. And again, I mentioned this the other day, yesterday, but they're already running these sob stories. You'll see more of them in the papers tomorrow, I would say, probably on your local news tonight, about the poor students, these kids, many of whom are close to 40, they're suffering so under it. The Globe, the Boston Globe, had a story about this poor guy who's suffering under the onerous burden of his debts that he's only been able to afford a house in Jamaica Plain, Massachusetts, which has become a very gentrified part of the city of Boston. So let me just say that as someone who went to college, and as someone who's owned homes in Boston, among other places, if you have the money to buy a home in Jamaica Plain, you have the money to pay $1,000 a month or whatever it is on your student loans. But no. I can't sleep at night knowing I have to pay that $1,000 a month on my student loans. I was told that if I majored in transgender third world folk art and folk dancing, I would be able to get a big job at a Fortune 500 corporation where I would never even have to go to work. I could just work from home and telecommute and take my dog out for long walks every day. But it turned out I was lied to. I can't even get a job as a barista because some nuts put their feet in concrete to block the front doors to my local Starbucks. It's a student loan bailout. This is what this, I'm tired of this. Even Larry Summers, the former Treasury Secretary, and, you know, sometimes he's okay, sometimes he's not okay. He has warned that it would fuel price growth and said the worst idea would be to extend a pause on payments, which is what they're going to do. They're going to get $10,000 write-off, which is billions and billions of dollars. But, you know, overall, the deadbeat community owes $1.6 trillion in student loan debt. $1.6 trillion in student loan debt. Forgiving student loan debt will cost between $300 billion and $980 billion over 10 years. I think it's more than that, actually, depending on the scope, with the majority of relief going towards borrowers in the top 60% of earners. Brandon has already canceled $32 billion in total debt, including by targeting relief to institutions that had predatory or misleading practices. couldn't you make the argument that every college has misleading practices? If they tell you a bachelor's degree is worth anything in any of, except about maybe 10 or 20 colleges around the country, aren't they engaging in misleading practices? Aren't they lying to you? Isn't that a violation of whatever truth in lending statute is on the books in your state or municipality? What the hell is a bachelor's degree worth? 844-500-4240. How do you feel about this? I've said this over and over again. If these deadbeats can get their student loans written off, why can't you or I get our credit card bills written off? Our mortgage payments, our car loans, alimony, child support, overdue library fines, anything. 844-500-4242, 413. And don't forget, they're all entitled to starting salaries of $200,000 per year. Of course they are. Why don't they start cutting back the administration? There's a story today about Yale University about how the number of administrators has grown 150% in the last 15, 20 years. You have all these assistant associate deputy administrators for sustainability and diversity and inclusion and equity. I mean, get rid of them all. Get rid of them all. They can go to work at the local fast food restaurants, all of them. And that's how you would cut the costs of college tuitions. And this is being pushed by Elizabeth Warren, who was, when she was at Harvard University, the fake Indian, who was paid $350,000 a year to teach one course. Ridiculous. 844-500-4242. How do you feel about this? Brandon is going to extend the moratorium on student loans and probably forgive a lot of them tomorrow. What do you think about this? 844-500-4242. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer is on. Everywhere I go, people ask me, how good is the Thunderstorm air purifier? The answer is, it's great, and that's why so many of you have already bought them. Now Eden Pure is offering you a buy one, get one free deal on these super efficient, compact air purifiers. This offer is for 1 week only and ends at midnight on Sunday. Many listeners, including Officer Mark, Dr. Matt the Vet, and Paul Rizzo, all rave about the Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier. So many listeners have made multiple purchases since they bought the first of these powerful air purifiers that are small enough to hold in your hand, like I'm doing right now. Now you can buy multiple Eden Thunderstorm air purifiers. Officer Mark said, maybe it's just a coincidence, but my wife and I got a great night's sleep because we could breathe freely without the usual dry desert air feeling that keeps you awake. Ask anyone who's bought one or two or three, and they will tell you how well the Eden Pure Thunderstorm works. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, the Thunderstorm air purifier is the answer. We had a smelly room at our Cape house, but it was no match for the Thunderstorm. The odor was eliminated within 24 hours. Take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer today before it expires Sunday. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code HOWIEBOGO. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code HOWIEBOGO. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn on my phone. You ask for me if you would. I am paying for this microphone, Mr.
Howie Carr returns after this. Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
The headline right now, one of the news channels, economists warn loan forgiveness will be costly. I hear the tattoo parlors, though, are going to have a student loan forgiveness sale. You know, use your benefit. You don't have to pay the student loans. Come on down. Get a sleeve. Get two sleeves. Get a leg tattoo. They all got tramp stamps anyway, so they won't have a special on those.
How dare you?
Today's poll question is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They have helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com. There was a story in the Wall Street Journal. ESPN faces questions about its future, and apparently some of the minority stockholders in ABC, Disney, are making a pitch to get rid of ESPN because they say it's going down. The network is down from 88 million subscribers 5 years ago to 73 million today. So that's a lot. It'll fall to 61 million by 2025, and it'll probably go down to 50 million by within a few years. So the problem with ESPN is it costs you $8.72 a month on your cable package on average. $8.72. Fox News, in contrast, costs $2.08 a month. CNN costs $1.11 a month. USA costs $1.78. So, I watch Monday Night Football. I watch a little bit of college hoop in the playoffs in March, and that's about it. So, Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
If you could save $100 a year,
which is what you pay if you have cable subscription.
Would you cancel ESPN from your cable TV service?
Yes, and I watch it occasionally, very occasionally.
96% say yes.
That's about what I figured.
I'd do it for free.
I wonder if that 4% is football fans, college hoop fans, or baseball fans. I'm going to guess about 0% are baseball fans because I don't know too many baseball fans left. TK, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, TK.
Hey, Howie, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, you know, this is the student loan debt. This is another example of the Democrats always playing the long game. I don't know if you remember, but they took over student loans in the Affordable Care Act, Barry and Joe, back in the day.
Right.
I remember up in Vermont, they shut down a couple of these student loan processing centers. You know, and I was always wondering why they took that over and took it out of the public. I guess so they could dangle it over our heads and give it away eventually.
Yeah. It's just ridiculous. I mean, why are they doing this? I mean, if you make a stupid, are they going to cover what are these people going to ask for next? Is this guy in the Boston Globe who bought a house in Jamaica Plain? Once he gets the student loan taken care of, why doesn't he just ask to have his mortgage forgiven? I mean, what's the difference when you get right down to it?
Well, the government doesn't own the mortgages yet.
Yeah, but they want the votes. That's the thing. Yeah, you're right. That is the difference. That's the only difference. Yes, Grace.
It's called student loan debt, but who's to say who's a student? I think you're a student, Howie. You're always learning.
I identify as a student of history.
You're a student of life. I'll do you one better. You're a student of life.
Yeah, I know. I self-identify, but I never had any student loan debt. Someone's saying he ate peanut butter and hot dogs to get through college, and these people can too. I not only ate lousy food, I went to a state school rather than the Ivy League college, and then I lived in a trailer. And I was okay. It built my character. It made me the great man in terms of character that I am today. To have to Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Howie. 1990. I had gotten out of the military, couldn't find a job, driving unregistered, uninsured, picking up cans to put gas in the car, and saw an ad for truck driving school.
Yeah.
It was two loans, $2,500 Stafford loan, then a $1,500 supplementary loan. 8-week course, didn't miss a day, got my license for a shot, eventually got a driving job, and I paid that loan back early.
Yeah.
So can that be retroactive for those of us that
that's a good question. I think a lot of people are asking that same question, Dave. You know, where do your reparations come in for paying back the loan? Couldn't you use a good $4,000? I mean, that would buy a sleeve tattoo, right? And then maybe in half a leg tattoo and some weed, maybe some marijuana brownies. Thanks for the call, Dave. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
508 asked the question, will they pay taxes on the loan forgiveness? That is an excellent question. I do not know the answer to that. Will anyone even ask that question of Brandon tomorrow? Well, no, they won't ask it of Brandon because he won't take any questions. 603 says, I couldn't afford to go to college, but luckily Market Basket University was willing to give me a full-time job that paid better than most jobs at the time. Everyone needs to eat. Yeah, I know. 844-500-4242. By the way, I got a call today from Jim Lyons, the Republican State Party chairman. The organizers of the petition drive to put the illegal alien driver's license question on the November ballot, they turned in over 10,000 signatures yesterday, 10,000 certified signatures. So it's now up to 60,997 signatures with one day to go to turn it in. So looks like we've made it, but still keep getting the signatures and turn the, you got to get it, what you got to do tomorrow is get them everything turned in to the city or town clerk where you live by 5 o'clock. Then take a picture of the receipt and send it to jm@massgop.com. So we'll know that the signatures have been turned in. And even if you've just got 3 signatures or 5 signatures on a petition, you know, doesn't matter. We need them all in. And that includes in Middlesex County, too. I said that you can only get 10,000 signatures in one county, and Middlesex is the only county where the signing drive organizers have gotten more than 10,000 signatures. But still, get more in. Even if you're in Middlesex County, you may get somebody from outside Middlesex County, so keep going. I mentioned yesterday, Grace, this guy Rodney Cleaves, he's running for state rep in Chelmsford, and he goes out every day, like from 4 to 8, and he gets it. And I announced yesterday, I said, you know, Rodney Cleaves has been getting all these signatures, but the ones he gets at the Market Basket in Chelmsford, they don't really count that much because they've already maxed out in Middlesex County. And so he heard that, and he called up Jim Lyons and said, was that true what Howie said? My signatures won't count. They count. Just keep getting them, Rodney Cleaves. Just keep getting them.
You're just wreaking havoc everywhere you go, aren't you? The man in the radio.
No, but he announced.
Just causing meltdowns. And you're so proud of yourself.
No, but he sent me today. I'm at the Chelmsford Market Basket for the last time for this petition. Tomorrow we turn everything in. Then I campaign in earnest for my own rep seat. That's Rod Cleaves. Go for it, Rod. We love what you're doing, and we love what everybody has been doing across the state, from Pittsfield to Provincetown. Everybody who's gotten signatures has done a fantastic job. But just do this. Get them for a few more hours today, and then get everything into City or Town Hall tomorrow by 5 o'clock Friday. And don't let them tell you they close early on Wednesday or something. They have to stay open until 5 o'clock tomorrow by state law. So that's it. So we're getting there, but just, you know, we look like we got it, but we'll just keep getting a few more. It'll look better in the headlines.
They can't take the Biden slide.
No, you can't take the Biden slide.
Yeah, Howie, so the big news of the day, and probably what's going to be the big news of tomorrow, is that the Biden administration is leaning toward the idea of canceling, relieving, forgiving
some
student loan debt. I think this is actually going to backfire for a few reasons. One being that not only will people like you be mad who feel as though it's unfair, I understand that point, but at the same time, people who...
It's unfair for 3 generations. My parents didn't go to college. I paid my own way, and I paid my kids' way. So when does my family get its reparations?
And I think that is an argument that a lot of people listening to this show would make. I would say the flip side of this for Democrats is that progressives aren't going to be happy with $10,000. They're strapping.
How much weed can you buy now? I mean, especially with the taxes on this legalized weed.
You really think the people who are putting...
If you have a student loan, shouldn't they forgive the tax on your weed? Don't you think, Grace? I mean, it's equity, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's also like the people who are sticking their feet into cement blocks over almond milk upcharges. I don't think $10,000 is going to satisfy them. They want the full boat.
Of course they do.
They want it all forgiven, and then they want an extra 10 grand on top just for being so fabulous. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think both sides are going to be angered by this.
Right, because with these Democrats now, these members of the non-working class, you can never give them enough.
They're still angry. No, the day that they found out that Manchin was on board with this Inflation Reduction Act, which was soon billed as a sweeping climate reform bill, that day these climate activists showed up at the congressional baseball game and were doing these low energy Jeb type chants about how the world's going to end. So even on the day, it reminds me of, I was talking to this guy once and his kids went to private school and he said he donates a lot of money and he would go in for these unveilings of, like, let's say a new gym or something. And he said at the dinner for the unveiling of the new gym, which I helped pay for, they would start asking us, oh, well, it's great that we got this done, but we're not done yet. The theater needs to be redone. And he said, it's the equivalent of your kids asking what they're getting for Christmas on their birthday. It's just like greedy to another degree. And that is how these liberals operate. They're not satisfied. They're not looking at this and going, oh, thanks so much. This is going to give me a great start. No, they're going to be more angry.
And it's not like they will have learned anything either. They will just be demanding more money for queer studies and transgender windmill majors.
They're students. They don't need to learn anything. They've learned enough, and now you need to pay for it.
Right. And, you know, the other thing, too, is they need, it's not just weed and tattoos and 40 ounces. They need their goatees trimmed, you know?
I think we have some tattoo people in our audience. You better be careful about that.
But I don't care if you have a tattoo. I just don't want to have to pay for it, okay?
That's fair.
You know, if I'm going to pay for your tattoos, then I want you to pay for my fried clams and my Cape Cod rental.
I'll make you a deal. I'll pay for a tattoo of a fried clam if you get that.
No, I'm not.
I'll pay for a tattooed fried clam.
All right. John Kerry, now we were just talking about climate activists. John Kerry's office consulted left-wing environmental groups while crafting policies. So this kind of reminds me of what...
Paging Senator Sullivan from Alaska. Paging Representative Roy from Texas.
This reminds me of when the CDC was consulting with teachers' unions about, you know, the kind of verbiage they were going to use in their COVID guidance. Yeah. A special presidential envoy for climate, John Kerry's office, participated in multiple discussions with left-wing environmental groups that appeared to inform policy-making decisions. This is kind of an upgrade, though, when you think about how the rest of the Biden administration...
Have you looked at the texts and the emails? One of them says, we're going to have a phone discussion because we can't talk about this stuff. We say they're saving the planet, Grace.
Can't talk about it.
Shouldn't you be having a parade about this, all the great stuff you're doing to save the planet?
From the rooftops.
You're keeping it secret. It's almost like you're just giving more handouts, like this is just a green version of the student loan giveaway.
You could argue that it is.
Do you think they were discussing more money for the environmental justice communities?
I think it was more of a workshopping type deal, the rulemaking.
Yeah, because that's what the money from the Inflation Reduction Act is going for. If you didn't hear us talking about it last week, it's going to the environmental justice community. And by the way, if you're watching this show or listening to this show, you are not in an environmental justice community. You're probably working for a living.
I think a lot of these environmental groups, not all, but a lot of them, there's probably a lot of Zoom meetings going on. You know, a lot of remote Zoom
because
meetings.
That way, if you have a Zoom meeting, you can do it from your estate on Nantucket or in the Hamptons
or in a hammock.
Right.
You got the laptop out,
and you know, it's not that you don't want to go to the meetings, but it's your carbon footprint that you're concerned about.
Of course, aren't we all concerned about our
carbon emissions?
Footprint?
It's something that, you know, these kids go to sleep worrying about their student debts. I go to sleep at night, you know, tossing and turning about my carbon emissions.
Do you really? I don't want you worried about that. You take your bike a lot. That's got to offset something, right?
But I worry about the polar bears.
I know. Don't we all? Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, where I I leased my RAV4 from, and you can buy a car there. You can enjoy the car buying or leasing experience. It's easy, personalized, and it moves at your own pace. Car buying or leasing the way you want it to be. Go to toyotaofportsmouth.com. Now, speaking of carbon footprints, Howie, I've got one more story for you here.
Yes.
A 130-foot super yacht valued at nearly $50 million sinks off Italy's coast.
Isn't that sad? That's the saddest thing I've heard since the large container ship that was bringing over all those luxury cars sank in the Atlantic.
Yeah, remember when the one got stuck? Remember when the ship got stuck? It got wedged. That was sad too. This boat is called My Saga, and it capsized 9 miles off the southwestern coast of Italy. There were 9 people on board at the time, including an Italian crew. But I think everyone's okay.
That's good.
Yeah, 130-foot super yacht. Oh, and one last thing, Howie, for everybody. 2 men found guilty in plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. I'm sure you'll be talking about this later today.
Yeah, they only deliberated for 8 hours. I was surprised because there was a mistrial in the last trial, and two of the co-defendants were let off because this was such a scam. This was another Fedsurrection, and the guy who ran the Fedsurrection out of the Detroit office was promoted to run the Washington office just in time for the January 6th Fedsurrection. And now his stormtroopers were the ones that were involved in the Mar-a-Lago raid.
There should be a rule with these plots that the real people have to outweigh or outnumber the informants, you know?
Well, in this case, it was 2-1 FBI agents and informants versus the actual militia participants. Yeah. Militia. There's the air quotes again.
Well, Howie, I know you'll get to that later today, so I'll leave that to you.
All right. Thank you, Grace. 844-500-4242. Will I be looking for college tuition reparation payments? Yes, I will. I'm always looking for reparations. So far, I've been unsuccessful in my attempts to get them. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Dr. Houghton of Perfect Smiles is a superb dental architect. When it comes to dentistry, he's the absolute best at what he does. He fixes your teeth, your smile, but what he really does is build the self-confidence of his patients. When you have a smile that you are proud of, it builds confidence in your professional life and your personal life. The better you look, the better you feel, and that helps every aspect of your life, every interaction you have daily. If you're not afraid to smile, every other part of life becomes so much easier. It's a cliche, but it's true. You only have one chance to make a good first impression, and a lot of that first impression is your smile. If you've been postponing going back to the dentist for 2 years now, it's time to stop procrastinating. Whether you just need a simple checkup or a cleaning, or whether you need more complicated work done, the best place to go is Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. It's the best dental office I've ever been to, and I'm sure you're going to agree once you go there. It's about to be a new fall, a new season, and you have the opportunity to make this new season the time for a new you. Have you considered Perfect Smiles for years, hearing me talk about it but never called? This year, this season, take care of yourself. You deserve it. Call Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. They are conveniently located off Route 3, and they have plenty of parking. You can reach them at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile, change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Twitter, at Howie Carr Show. You won't regret it.
Politicians are a lot like diapers. They should be changed frequently and for the same reason.
Howie Carr is back.
TikTok, TikTok, Mr. President. Millions of Americans ask you now to pick up a pen and cancel student loan debt, to pick up a pen and extend the payment pause, to pick up a pen and make their lives better.
Why don't you pick up a pen and write a check? Repay some of the $350,000 you were being paid at Harvard Law School for one course per year. Why doesn't Harvard pick up a check? They have an endowment of about over $50 billion. Let them pick up some of the tab. They got a lot more money than those of us out here in the flyover country. 844-500-4242. This is absurd. 617, you and I paid lunch money for secondary education. It was post-secondary, actually. Billy Bulger and Elizabeth Warren are examples of the huge burden carried by the generations after us. Well, you know, I think that Billy Bulger is on a state pension of $272,000. So, you know, I was going to pay for his, it's not the students that are paying for that. It's you and me that are paying for Bulger's pension. And all the taxpayers of the 50 states are paying for Elizabeth Warren. 201, loaded trucks on the graveyard shift, paid my own way through college. What will Uncle Sap give me? I agree. Ed, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ed.
Hey, Howie, calling from South Carolina. So I get to pay for my own college education, and we paid for my son's college education. And what we had to do was we refinanced the house to go from non-tax deductible to tax deductible. But the bad part about it is when the feds took over, they raised the interest rates by 2 points. But my younger son, I like him better. He went to the Coast Guard Academy. You paid for his education.
Good. That's all right. That's a good deal. But you know what? I got something back because he is in the Coast Guard. If I'm out on a boat and it starts sinking, he'll come and rescue me, right? So at least I got something. You know, what do I get out of the queer studies majors, Ed?
Not a thing. But yeah, it's just amazing. I mean, you know, we had to pass it with the government so that they could pay for the health care situation. Now, are we getting rid of the health care because they're getting right away from the government collecting payments from the student?
Right. I know. And you know, they keep saying it's forgiveness. It's not forgiveness. It's a transfer. It's transferring from the people who incurred the debt to the people who didn't incur the debt, like me and you and your son. How is that fair? Where's the equity? They love the word equity. Where is the equity? 508 points out, what about the 0% loan Granny received from Harvard University? Thanks for reminding me of that. When she moved up, because she was going to be the first fake Indian on the Harvard Law School, or I guess the Harvard University in general faculty, so they gave her an interest-free loan to buy her mansion in Cambridge when she went from one Ivy League tenured position to the next. And it was all fraudulent. Every bit of it. She has no Indian blood. And she scammed the system, and now she wants to help other people scam the system. Marie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Marie.
Well, Howie, you and I have the trailer in common. I couldn't even rent a bedroom. I rented the couch in the living room of the trailer.
At least I had my own bedroom, Marie.
And I worked in a Kraft cheese factory, swing shift, the night shift, so that I could go to my classes during the day. The joy of my life was being able to pay for my son so that he would not have the situation I had. But in order to do that, I worked jobs I didn't want in bad circumstances in order to be able to pay. And I started putting money away basically the week after he was born into a 529. So you know what? This is BS, and I think it's going to anger more people than it pleases. So I think it's going to work against them, and you're dead right. It's not forgiveness. It's transfer. Transfer of their loans to us, and it's not fair.
Yeah, I know. And the thing is, you know, a lot of people, you know, like the earlier caller, he went to a school to get his CDL, his commercial driver's license. And so he's actually doing something for society. Society needs truck drivers. They don't need people who are majoring in gender fluid third world folk dancing. It's ridiculous. 844-500-4242. 781, did the fake Indian ever pay back the Harvard loan? I don't know. But it's a 0% interest loan. I mean, most of us would go crazy to get one of those. These people want no loans, no debt whatsoever. I'm Howie Carr.